I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're a Yankee fan. I'm a Mets fan. I'm 61 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the big fight between the Yankee and Mets fans all the time.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it either, Mike. You're 100% right. We are not at odds.
We're not in the same division.
Not in the same division. The games they play against each other could not be more meaningless. Like, regular season games are all meaningful, but like the Yankees play 13 or 14 other teams that are more important every year than the New York Mets games.
Exactly, and so like, are the Mets.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's true. I don't get it.
We're going to play each other 6 games this year.
I don't get it,
that's
man.
That's the only time we need to worry about each other.
I'm totally with you.
You know what? I know I might be I'm probably in the minority, but I don't care. I hope you guys do well, except when you play the Mets.
That's exactly how I feel,
every
Mike.
Every Mets fan and every Yankee fan can't be like that.
I don't know why we all can't just get along. I don't know, Mike. And I have to admit, I waffle with my feelings towards how we treat each other as Mets and Yankee fans. Sometimes I think it's fun. Sometimes I think it's part, like it's the good-natured part of the game, and it's fun to have that dynamic with your friends and your buddies. I remember being in high school during the Subway Series in 2000, and it was fun. Like, you know, I mean, obviously I had more fun, and I remember it as such, and maybe Met fans don't have that same memory. If I call up Donald Capriglione, shout out to Donald. If I call up Donald Capriglione and ask him how he felt about the 2000 World Series when we were in high school together, maybe he doesn't have the same memories I do. I remember it being fun and good-natured. And so I waffle with, this is so stupid that we yell at each other. And then I also go with, it's kind of fun. It's good. But, like, I don't understand it. I don't. And, yeah, so what he's talking about, I think, at least, is last night during a Jazz Chisholm at-bat, late in the game, 2 runs, I was at the ballpark and didn't hear it. I got to be totally honest with you. So I don't know how loud it was. It definitely, I've seen the highlights now on social media. You could hear it. You could make it out clear as day. I was in the ballpark and I didn't notice it. I was up in the press box and I didn't notice it. But there's no doubt it happened. So during the game, I guess it must have been, let me look at my box score here. When did Jazz get up? In the 8th inning. So Jazz is up in the 8th inning of a 9-7 game. And a lot of Yankee fans start chanting, F Juan Soto. And it's just stupid. And they're not alone. And I know the Tommy Lugauers of the world and some other Met fans want to talk about how the Yankee fans are obsessed with the Mets. It works both ways. And I know the Met fan will acknowledge it's always been that way from the Met fan, but now they're changing that dynamic. They're not. Because I was watching a game, and I know Fliegelman, I believe, was in the building and tweeted it out himself during a game in Miami. There was a contingent of Met fans chanting, Yankees suck, in the middle of the game versus the Marlins. And Fleek said this to me a couple days ago, last week or something, and we've been talking about it. I agree. Right now, both fan bases, if we're trying to find a big brother, little brother, I would tell you as a Yankee fan, and I'll admit my bias, I suppose, in that department, but, I mean, they are the Yankees, and they've been wildly more successful than the Mets. I would tell you big brother on the field, takes more than signing away Juan Soto and having a season. And having a good offseason. It just does. You have to win. And even the last couple years where the Mets were really good, the Yankees still had the better year and went further. Like, the Mets season was unbelievably fun last year. It was great. The Yankees won more games and went to the World Series. You want to tell me we can get into this stupid conversation about how many games they won against the Dodgers and all that crap? The Yankees were playing the last game. The Mets weren't. The Mets were watching the Yankees play the World Series from home. Say whatever you want. That's just a fact. So for me, it's going to take more than just signing Juan Soto to be big brother on the field. Having said that, if we're going to talk about fan bases, we have two little brothers. There is no big brother in the fan base. We both act like petulant children. There is no reason that any Yankee fan during a game against the Arizona Diamondbacks, where they have turned a 6-run lead into a 2-run lead in the 8th inning, should have Juan Soto, the New York Mets, or anyone other than the players playing on the field in that moment on their minds is mind-boggling to me. And that chant is so ridiculous and belittles you as a Yankee fan. I'm sorry, it does. If you're going to, first of all, I think F anybody, it's stupid. All right, I got to be honest with you. It's stupid. Now, when they play the Mets, you want to boo the hell out of Juan Soto? I'm not going to, but I would never tell you not to do what you want to do. He's there. He's the enemy for that given day. He's trying to beat the Yankees. Boo him if you will. I have no problem with that. No one should. But when the Mets aren't playing the Yankees, why? And again, to take it from the great Mike Francesa, when you're number one, you don't care about number two. And that's where we're getting this little brother, big brother. Oh, we're still on your mind. Oh, we're still on your mind. We're still, like, you know, living in your head rent-free and all this crap. And it goes both ways. Because I can't tell you how many Met fans consistently hit me up on social media trying to take, you know, great joy in what went on in the game last night. Like, they hit me up, oh my God, this bullpen, oh my God, Boone's a manager. And I look at it and it's like their picture is them like at Citi Field with like them and their friends all wearing Met jerseys. I'm like, why the hell do you care? And they're chanting live from Miami, the Yankees suck. The Met fans would leave Citi Field after every game chanting Yankees suck. Both fans are acting like little brother. Both. Whether it's the Met fan dying, big brother doesn't have to call himself big brother over and over again. Big brother is just big brother. The Met fan is dying to tell themselves and everyone around them that they are now the big brother. When you're desperate for that, you're not the big brother. And for Yankee fans who want to laugh and put down the Mets, the idea that in a game that you don't want to get swept at home and blow a 6-run lead after blowing the first game of the series, after having a real fun night, all the offense, everything that's going on, the idea that F. Juan Soto is even on the forefront of your mind to start that chant is pathetic. It's pathetic. There's no other way to put it. I'm sorry, that's how I feel. Right now, on the field, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm biased. I don't think it's close yet. The Mets are going to have to do a hell of a lot more than sign Juan Soto and tell me they have a pitching lab before I give them the nod of big brother in this city on the field. The fan bases are, we have two little brothers. We have a Met fan dying to call themselves big brother. And we have a Yankee fan who is terrified that he might be little brother. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid. But yet it's so much fun. So we'll have some fun with it. We'll go back and forth. And listen, I'm a talk show host. So if you expect me to play it right down the line one way or the other, I gave you my honest opinion. Are there going to be days where I poke and prod and have a little fun and lean into it? Sure, it's what we do here. I'm not above that. I'll have a little fun with it, particularly when they play the Mets. And it's all in good fun, but like, yeah, this idea of big brother, little brother, it's stupid. We're not brothers. We share the city. That's it. And right now, both teams are really good. And it's opening day for the Mets, and the Yankees head to Pittsburgh, winning four of the first six, feeling pretty damn good about the team. At least I am.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.